Now, there's been an international backlash over concerns that Elon Musk's AI tool Grok is being used to generate sexually explicit images of women and children on the social media platform X. The media regulator here, Commissioner Naman, has said that it's engaging with the European Commission over the concerns. The Commission says that it is seriously looking into the complaints. And the UK regulator Ofcom says it has made urgent contact with Elon Musk's company XAI about the concerns that Grok has been producing undressed images of people and posting them on X. Well, we're joined now by Professor Barry O'Sullivan, Professor of Computer Science at University College Cork. Barry, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Justin.
For those who don't know, can you explain what Grok is and how it works?
Sure. So everybody's familiar with what X is, or what it was formerly known as Twitter. You know, you can basically go up there and you can message a person, you can at them. So I could at Justin and say good morning. And so what Grok is basically is an AI system that's integrated with X. And so you can basically message it, you can ask it questions. And so what's happening here is people can literally tweet or message to Grok and say, you know, here's a picture. Can you change how that person appears, or can you undress them? Can you put them in different clothing? And Grok will produce that and basically post it. So this is a sort of a public form of image manipulation. Mm. And essentially there are no guardrails on it at all at the moment, it appears.
And it's a public form of humiliation as well, isn't it? I mean, if you can take an innocent image of somebody and ask Grok to do something like removing the clothing or making the clothing transparent, that's then reposted. That is a humiliation for the person who's targeted.
Oh, absolutely! It's an absolute humiliation. It's assault on the person, I would argue. And you know, in Ireland, for example, if somebody threatens to post intimate images of you online, that in itself is a crime. So the very threat is. But yet here we have a technology that can do that just by somebody messaging it a photograph and saying what the person wants to do, and it's all happening in a public domain. Mm. Now, of course, some of this is facilitated by the fact that lots of accounts on Twitter or on X are anonymous, and so lots of the examples you'll see will be from accounts like you know, H1217 or something, you know, which clearly isn't the person at all. So there are other questions there, but it's a very, very serious issue, and one that is, as you say, can be a humiliation for the people who are affected by it.
And the response so far from the regulatory bodies has been to express concern about it. The media regulator here, Commissioner Naman, points out that it is the European Commission which has oversight of large platforms like X or Grok. But it does say that the sharing of non-consensual images is illegal. But is there sufficient safeguards in place, legal safeguards, to stop something like this from happening?
No, unfortunately, there aren't. Because, you know, we're talking about companies that are absolutely enormous. They're larger than states, larger than continents. And so it's very, very difficult to police them. And, you know, particularly when it comes to X, you know, the individual who runs that, Elon Musk, he doesn't take this seriously at all. He's been replying to some of these complaints that have been posted on X with emojis, with sort of laughing and crying emojis, you know, so he's not taking this seriously at all. So, you know, internationally, it's very, very difficult to follow up. From a European point of view, you know, we have what's called the Digital Services Act, which is a piece of legislation in Europe which can help with this. Obviously, there's the AI Act, which can help with it. But the problem with these things are that one needs to make a complaint normally. And these types of technologies are of internet scale. You know, simply somebody can produce huge amounts of content, flood the internet with this kind of content, impacting hundreds or thousands of people. And so getting them to form an orderly queue and make complaints isn't really the way to deal with it. So the European Commission really have a challenge in their hands to rein this technology in.
And what do you think they will do? I mean, they're saying that they're looking into it very seriously, but are there likely to be consequences for X or for Grok?
Well, they can fine them. Obviously, there are fines under the Digital Services Act. There's fines under the AI Act. I don't think fines will particularly bother Elon Musk. The other issue here, of course, is that while we can, while the European Commission have jurisdiction over this technology as it applies to European citizens, it doesn't have jurisdiction over this internationally. And so the here we have the challenge of how do you regulate and bring to account companies that work on a global level. And their corporate structures can often, you know, mean that they're based in so many countries with different legal regimes. It's very, very difficult to deal with it. And so, you know, if this is happening, if you find that there's an image of you that's been produced on X, you can make a complaint, but there can be a fine. But the process is too long. So this should just simply never happen. And so how one deals with this now is going to be very, very challenging. But of course, you know, what we need in the technology industry are responsible, is responsible leadership from the technology sector. And unfortunately, you know, this has left wanting here.
Okay. Separately, Barry, because you are sure. an expert in AI technology, and we heard Ciara O'Brien there telling Gail in the Business News earlier about this new chip that NVIDIA have produced. It says will bring reasoning to self-driving cars, allowing them to think through complicated scenarios more like humans. Sure. I'm not sure I want my self-driving car to be thinking like many of the drivers I see, but what do you think of it? Do you think it will be a game changer?
Well, who knows? But basically what this is all about is, you know, typically the state of the art in self-driving cars at the moment is, you know, using cameras and all sorts of sensors, these cars perceive the world, and then depending on what they perceive is going on, you know, somebody crossing the street, for example, they have a set of rules that they follow. So a person is about to cross the street, so the car slows down. And what NVIDIA have come out with, they claim, is a technology that does proper reasoning, so it works through and can explain what it's doing in a scenario. So that's closer to how you and I interact with the world. We sort of perceive the world, we reason about the world, and we act on it. And so it's the reasoning and acting part that's new. It could indeed be a game changer in some respects. You know, if a self-driving car can explain why it's doing something, that can be very, very useful for trainee drivers and very, very useful in building confidence. Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Okay, Barry, thank you very much. That's Professor Barry O'Sullivan from UCC. It's 8:31 and Kate Carolyn is back with the news headlines.